Describe a time you taught an older person something new. You should say who you taught, what you taught, why you taught this person, and explain how you felt about it. Every day we meet such persons who teach us a lot of things, and sometimes we even get the pleasure of teaching them something ourselves. We may assume that the old hold all the wisdom, but actually we young people do too. Such a situation that recently occurred in my life when I was sitting at home minding my own business, when suddenly someone knocked on the door of our house. When I opened it, I found my neighbor, Mr. Peters, who had been working as a government employee, who was standing near the doorsteps of our home. He told me that he needed urgent help, so I readily asked what the matter was. He told me that he wanted to send an important Excel file to an officer of his office department, but because he wasn't proficient in Excel, he couldn't fill the data as required by the officer. However, because he knew that I have been studying in a college where I have to use Microsoft Office to complete my assignments, he came straight to me. I asked him to come in and sit at ease. I took my laptop and opened a new Excel sheet and started typing the information and applying the formula. It took about 1.25 hours to complete the file. Not only did I fill out the data, but also taught Mr. Peters about the easiest tricks to use this software. Learning this new skill, Mr. Peters became very happy and relaxed. Because of this, I felt the same way. I felt excited to be able to share my skills with him to make his life easier. He is a very kind person who would bend over backwards for others, so I like to treat him with such respect. All in all, I felt I did a good deed by being of service to him. Part 3. Is it easy for old people to use new technology? For the most part, no. For young people, technology is something that we grew up with. However, for the elderly, it's a whole new challenge for them. Actually, it must be like learning a whole new language for them. As I work with many elderly people, I often see their frustration about this topic. When I put myself in their shoes, I would imagine that I feel the same. Why do some old people refuse to use technology? In many cases, the elderly can become quite stubborn. For example, they have lots of wisdom and experience, so it's hard for them to admit that they have difficulty with something that comes so easily to the younger generation. Furthermore, some simply don't trust in technology and think that life was better the old school way.